10 seconds to go. 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs.
Stay
up.
Oh, my God.
Loose.
Oh, my God.
At the 30.
No.
10. Touchdown. Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
No way.
Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked up on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
I can't believe what I just saw, Kyle. What an unbelievable play.
Fans at U.S. Bank Stadium are embracing each other. They're trying to climb into the box to hug us all. Nobody can find Stephon Diggs. He ran into the tunnel.
Unbelievable, Paul.
Are you kidding me?
They run the deep out route. Stephon Diggs goes up, and Marcus Williams, the rookie, tries to jump over the back of him to break up the throw. The ball is caught, and Diggs is able to take it into the end zone.
Look at the Vikings
so
coaches.
This is
to
just
the right
an absolute
yes!
mistake.
Yes! Yes!
Are you kidding me?
Look at these Vikings coaches. Yes! Let's go to Philadelphia.
Paul, when it's your year, it's your year. That's all I got
to
say.
Let's go to
Diggs,
Philadelphia.
What an unbelievable play.
It's going to be 48 and drizzly, and we're bringing a purple rain.
All right, what's going on with you?
All right, we're recording this just seconds after the end of the divisional playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's a few minutes because, yeah, but it's very shortly thereafter.
Yeah, well, the game kind of took a long time to end since they had, they must have threatened the Saints with, like, fines to get them back on the field because there's
By the way, the line, a lot of people had the line at 5.5.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right, so take me through, I mean, take me through the last, you know, we're going to do a very quick one now.
Okay.
I'll probably go back tomorrow and go through everything. But I mean, obviously,
like, you won't stop buzzing. I've had three children. I didn't get close to this reaction for any of that.
I mean, was that the best moment of your life?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell your wife that?
It's. I mean, I don't think there's any dispute.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
What'd you do when they scored? Third behind accepting Jesus and is marrying his wife.
But yeah, I've been a Vikings which we fan know is you know you shouldn't Keenum. Be excited about either of those. Yeah. What did you do? Because it was one of the strangest big plays ever. Because it took a long time to sort of register. Right.
All right. Okay. So let's take a step back. So okay. I went to a friend's of mine house to watch the game. Jonas Sobin. I think he's been on this podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Another Vikings fan, guy I went to high school with, actually was supposed to be there. Didn't come in the end. Whatever. The first half obviously could not have gone more perfectly. Until the missed field goal by Forbath. And, you know, I've been saying all season that a Forbath miss is going to cost us. But they're still up 17-0, and they're just, like, destroying the Saints in every facet of the game. And I am the most – you've heard me, and everybody's been saying, stop with the pessimism, stop with the negativity, enough. Like, I am more prepared than anybody to know that this team's going to let me down. And yet somehow, like the most fucking gullible guy in the world, I was somehow convinced. Like, I don't know how I fell for it. But somehow I'm like, oh, my God, we're dominating them, we're destroying them, going to Philly next week, this is done deal. And so my wife calls me. She really wanted me to come home because she had to do a couple things tonight. She had to leave the house. And you know, so she said, can you come home? And I'll put all the three kids to bed. You can just watch. And it was going so well. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, well, I need to sit with somebody when they're up 34-0. So I came home. I'm watching all alone. And then with like 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Quigley, the punter, punts it. Nails it down at the one, and the Vikings fuck that up, right?
Right. Well, one of the painful parts about blowing a big lead is that in your head, you're already thinking about next week in Philadelphia and the matchup, I'm sure.
But the moment that kick went into the end zone, I said, and I said it in the WhatsApp groups of my friends, I said it to my wife, I said, the Saints are going to win this game. I'm not being annoying or pessimistic. If there's a live money line on this game right now, I am telling you, bet the Saints right now. Mm-hmm. I was positive.
Did your wife take the Saints? We'll bet the live money line.
No, because it was an exact replica of Gary Anderson. Mm-hmm. Gary Anderson in 98, the first kicker in the history of the league, didn't miss anything all year. No field goals, no extra points, nothing. They're up 27-20, less than 2 minutes to go, a 38-yard field goal to ice the game, and they miss
it.
We all
saw
it. And the
second
he missed it.
Very careful to show it.
And the second, oh my God, I threw something at my TV when that happened. And the second he missed it, every Vikings fan knew this game is over. And it was the same thing. Quigley, I don't know if it's the first time in history, but like, as a Vikings fan, we've had shitty special teams my whole life. The Vikings never doubted inside the five ever. And for the last couple of years, and I don't know if credit goes to Zimmer or our homophobic special teams coach, but the Vikings have become so good at that, and they've been talking about it at every Vikings game all year, that Quigley has not had a touchback the entire season. And that one was not his fault. Perfect punt. The coverage just screwed it up. And the second that happened, I said, instead of getting the ball at the one, where they'll be lucky to get a couple yards and punt it back, they're going to go right down the field and score. So then that happens. Then on that drive, Sendejo gets injured. Then on the next play, Rhodes is so upset about Sendejo getting injured that he doesn't even remember to cover Thomas, and then they get a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Then the Vikings get the ball back, and then it's a pick, which means you're not even forcing the defense to giving the defense a whole field. They have to go like 20 yards. Immediately a touchdown again. Then they get the ball back again, and now there's the And then there's the blocked punt. Oh, no, then Rhodes got hurt himself. Then there's a blocked punt. Again, it's another – so all three Saints scores until, like, the last drive at the end were the touchdown after the first special teams mess up, the touchdown after the pick on a short field, and then the touchdown after the – all three times they gave the field shorter than it should have been. And, like, I just I knew the game was over at that point.
And then, didn't waste any time in the process also.
Yeah. And then, in addition to like all this other bullshit, they have to start bringing up how it would be the first time in history other than last year's Super Bowl, which I'm sure Falcons fans appreciated, you know, for a team to blow a 17-point lead with, you know, in a playoff game. With, you know,
so do you, when Forbath attempts the 53-yard, do you think that's going in?
Okay. I mean, there's not even a chance. I was... You know, a couple idiots who don't know me that well are like, oh, I bet Alex is crying at the end of the game. I was crying for the last, like, 10, 15 minutes of the game, like, straight. At least.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I was rooting for the Vikings 100%, and I was, and it's 3 in the morning here, and I was like, I could barely breathe the last 2 minutes of the game.
I mean, no, I was hyperventilating.
And I have no
interest. Yeah, I mean, it was, anyway, so then, I'm trying to remember what happened. So then The Saints,
and the Falcons get right back.
The Saints take the 21-20 lead. The Saints take the 21-20 lead, mm-hmm. And I was not optimistic at all. I really wasn't. But then the Vikings drove down, and then you have to hear Aikman keep saying over and over, they don't have to go for it on this 3rd and 5. Be conservative. You know, you want to take some time off so the Saints will get, and you don't want to have an interception maybe or get a sack. Like, what are you fucking talking about? A 53-yard field goal from Kai Forbath is not like an automatic thing, okay? Like... It's not just that he missed the 49-yarder at the end of the first half, but then in the second half there was the drive where the Vikings didn't even bother trying it from 56 or 57, right? Yeah. Where they had the sack and they punted because like Zimmer never lets Forbath try it for more than 50 yards. So there was no chance he was going to make that. I was like completely falling apart, and when he made it, I just completely fell apart even more. And then there was like a minute and a half to go, but at that point I was actually confident in my defense. I really was. That's the first time in the last like.
And by the way,
quarter.
History. People aren't going to be talking about that tonight. They're going to be talking about the final play. But Zimmer's using the timeouts on the final drive ended up being incredible.
Yeah. Oh, and I was screaming for it, and then the fucking stupid announcer's like, "Oh, the Saints call it tomorrow." Why would the Saints call it tomorrow?
Any smart person watching the game knew that the Vikings, you know, even with the sound off, you know that the Vikings called it tomorrow.
Honestly, like I would accept Mike Zimmer into my life, okay, and that would be a bigger moment than. I mean,
no, for sure. Those timeouts were so great.
Way before this game, he is by such a huge margin the best coach I've ever had in any sport. A million times better than Tibbs or any. I mean, the Twins haven't had anybody here, you know. But I mean, I love him for sure. But
Do you think that Lutz is going to miss the kick at 20?
No.
At 21,
there was no 20. Chance. Oh, come on, there was no chance.
23.
No, when it was 23-21.
23-21. Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, I thought
the Saints usually have bad kickers. Like, I kind of thought maybe.
Well, hold on. You're skipping all the way. You're skipping the 4th and 10.
Yeah.
I mean, the 4th and 10.
Willie Snead has his first catch of the whole season, basically.
Yeah. And I had him in, like, every fantasy league to start the year. Like, you know, Willie Snead decides to fuck me at the last possible minute. Like, I really thought we got 3 straight stops. Xavier Rhodes is back to being Xavier Rhodes. You know, we're still missing Sendejo, who's a key part of the defense, but, you know, whatever. I thought we had the 3 straight stops. I thought we had it.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd convert the 4th down.
Either. Yeah, I mean, again, this isn't just the best 3rd down and 4th down. 3rd down defense are similar. Not just the best 3rd down defense of the year. It's the best 3rd down defense
years.
In the NFL in 27 years.
I think 40.
They're historic. Yeah. I thought they said the 91 Saints.
I think they said the Fox telecast said the 75 Vikings. So a million years.
Oh, whatever it is. So when they converted that, then I knew it was all over. And then I was screaming for the timeouts, just hoping for a miracle. I thought there might be some pass interference, but like there was no chance. On that Zimmer play, on the Diggs play, I was already, I mean, I'd been crying for, I mean, I was like on the floor with my clothes off for some reason.
Well, okay.
I ripped my shirt off in anger.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't even know what to do. I shouldn't talk about this other podcast, but. there's a member of my family who I haven't spoken to like since Thanksgiving for like personal, like we've had a conflict. Mm-hmm. And then I called that person just to like, I mean, I called a lot of other people, but just like to connect.
Wait, during the game or after the game?
No, after the Diggs play, when the game ended. The worst part is, by the way, that I had to watch the end by myself. So Jen is with me watching the end, and she's like, I really got to go. She has this thing she has to go to. And then finally, she's like, finally, after the fourth, after the Saints kick it and everything, it looks like it's over. There's 30 seconds. So she left then.
Yeah, so she anyway. Doesn't even know. Yeah.
No, she does, though, because she's the first person I called, and she's in the car screaming at the top of her lungs. By the way, when I drove home at halftime, I had the game on the Viking station, obviously. So she heard it from the Vikings home radio guy. Right, she heard Paul Allen
I actually,
it, which,
so we'll get to that point in a minute, but I'm sure Tim Burke from Deadspin or someone will post that audio very soon, but I really want to hear the Vikings radio call because...
Yeah, Paul Allen's great, and we only...
Joe Buck always leaves, but I will not blame Joe Buck here at all because it was just too shocking, and his call was fine, but it was so surprising that it's hard to have a really good call because the play is basically... Diggs is basically scoring before you realize what happens.
Yeah. As soon as he caught it, and then I saw him keep on his feet, I'm like, get out of bounds, maybe they'll give us 1 second. It didn't even enter my head that he could score a touchdown.
Right, if Diggs gets pushed out, then you probably still win the game on a field goal because it's about the 30-yard line, I think, right?
First of all, there has to be 1 second left. I don't know if there is. And second
of
all, again,
of Forbath. The play starts with 10 seconds, so there'll definitely be
just because Forbath just hit a 53-yarder, and I will love
it. Yeah, but obviously you would have signed up for Forbath kicking a 47-yarder at that point. Like, you would have been pretty happy.
To have a chance, you mean? Yeah.
When the previous play started. At least a 50% chance of winning the game.
Yeah, I don't think that would have gone through. And again, the Vikings' way to do it is that Forbath hits the first, and then misses the second. But it's just these plays happen from time. Every year in the NFL, there's some crazy play. And, you know, this is not the craziest play in NFL history, but it's pretty crazy. But these never happen to us, ever, ever, ever. We're only on the other side.
It's
and
just crazy
just,
how I, few. I haven't seen, like, the Saints, like, defensive sort of setup on the play, really. You know, Fox just showed that one side, but, like, where were the guys? They weren't blitzing five people. You know, they weren't sending five.
Everybody was on the side. Yeah, I don't know how there's nobody behind him.
You literally just see two Saints defenders the entire shot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll see so many angles and so many cameras and, you know, like from that play. But I mean,
you have to feel a little bad for Saints fans, right? Like, you almost have
they won a fucking Super Bowl by cheating and taking Brett Favre away, and then they got suspended. They're the biggest fucking. Are you kidding? Brett Williams is worse than Hitler, and they hired him.
Yeah, but he's.
Are you fucking kidding me? Right, feel bad for Saints fans.
He's serving his.
I cheered when the. Well, I shouldn't say that, but.
Okay.
I was going to say I rooted for her.
So what do you do? So they score a touchdown. What are you jumping up and down? Are you like breaking things in your house? How do you celebrate?
No, I had no bones in my body. I was just collapsed. And like,
yeah, I don't know. See, I wish there was video. I feel like, you know, some nowadays,
well,
like
Jonah was like trying to take videos of me in the first half and I grabbed his phone. And then my wife, actually, I caught her before like the last 2 minutes. I saw her. I don't know if you asked her. I saw her like,
I'm not on speak. I'm like, I'm like you and whoever that relative was. Yeah. On speaking to her.
So, yeah. So we have, we have like an external window, like a window that should be outside of a house between our den and our kitchen, which is part of why we're taking that wall down. Cause like, mm-hmm. So like I saw her sneaking through that window, videoing me at one point. yeah. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a million Vikings reaction videos on YouTube, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, the crazy part about this is like, and I've been so pumped as a Vikings fan for the last week. I've looked for these endlessly. Every team in the NFL, and I actually started doing this. I made a list and I started Googling every team. Every team in the NFL on YouTube has a greatest plays ever montage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The only team that doesn't have it is the Vikings.
Would the Jaguars have a greatest plays ever montage?
Oh, yeah. There's like the Mark Brunell play in 96 and like... You know, there's like a crazy, like, I think Maurice Jones-Drew had like a 90-yard overtime run once. Like, the Vikings only have the greatest plays for the other teams. The Vikings have... The Vikings, like at one point, Buck is like, this might be the greatest play in Vikings history. Like, might be. This is the only great play in Vikings history. Like, what are you talking about? We have 4 lost Super Bowls, 6 lost NFC title games.
How does this change your mentality going into next week? Is it a house money thing? Like, are you more nervous?
No, it's not a house money thing. No, not at all.
I mean, it won't. If they do lose the Eagles next week, this wouldn't ruin this moment retroactively, would it?
Well, it won't ruin the joy of this specific moment, but it will ruin this season.
Are you a little nervous that Case didn't look great today?
I mean, people were texting me at halftime saying the Vikings are going to be 7 or 8 point favorites in Philly next week at halftime.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that was not going to happen. But I mean,
well, at that point it was.
Well, let's guess the spread right now. What do you think they're going to be in Philly? I think it's a pick 'em probably. Vikings by 1.5, maybe?
The Eagles looked really bad. I mean,
no,
their defense
looked
good.
Keenum looked 5'8 the whole game. He looked so small in the pocket.
Well, the first half, he was really good. I mean, the first half, they played basically a perfect half.
I mean, he played scared in the second half. Like, first, I mean, by the way, the Thielen catch, which was on the drive before, but
yeah,
I mean, like,
that jump, yeah.
Like in any other game, that's, you know, they'd be replaying that for a decade.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it didn't really matter because it was pass interference.
Right.
I
it would have got at the same spot, basically.
But. Yeah. I mean, the reason I wanted to play the. So, actually, I'll tell you a funny thing. So, Saturday night, the Falcons are playing the Eagles, and I want the Falcons to win for two reasons. First of all, obviously, I want to play at home against, you know, in the NFC title game, but also, like, I have such confidence in the Vikings defense, and you saw why in the first half. Obviously, the second half, not really, but like no team can score on the Vikings. They didn't give up 20 points in at home the entire season until today. They gave up 9 points in Atlanta. Like Atlanta and Philly, neither team can score double digits against the Vikings. I really feel that way. Or let's say neither team can score 20. You know, they might score 13 or something. So the reason I wanted to play Atlanta is because Philly's defense was good and Atlanta's defense is garbage. And so I am nervous about Philly's defense because I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The Vikings offense, you know, which on DVOA was like the third or fourth best offense in the league this year, I think, actually. But they really, I don't know if their sphincters got tight or they just played conservative because they were up big at halftime. But, I mean, in the second half, they were really disappointing.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean.
You want to guess the lines? All right, so you said 1.5 Vikings?
Yeah, 1.5 Vikings. You're going higher?
Let's think about this. I don't know. I mean, what conclusions do you draw from what we just saw? There are none.
First of all, you know, I'd like to see the health of a couple. You know, who did anybody leave besides Sendejo? The tackles really were shaky in the second half. The Eagles defensive line looked like unblockable yesterday. So that
yeah,
makes
but
me
how
nervous.
Are the Eagles going to score? You know,
it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy because it's, you know, Ajayi's look great, but he's not going to be a factor.
Yeah, the Vikings
can't run on you guys.
Yeah.
I was right. They did figure out, like, yeah. All right, we are sort of able to, like, swing Kamara out and use him as the weapon, even though we can't, like, run directly into you guys.
Well, they got the one touchdown, yeah. Well, because of a linebacker covering him. But who the Eagles,
really
I mean, they don't
good.
Have Darren Sproles anymore.
Yeah. Michael Thomas is really
so,
excellent.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I think at 1.5, I'm just going to stick with what you said. I think 1.5.
I know you have no sympathy for the Saints, but this is an all-time loss. Like, you know, if you were, like, Saints fan who wanted to go to Philly, you booked your ticket already.
Yeah, but talk about house money. Like, again, first of all, they've already won a Super Bowl. That's number one. A Super Bowl they did not deserve and they cheated to get against our team of all teams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. And number two, like, this is the difference between me and you, like, as a Jets fan. Like, you've actually seen more conference championship losses than I have recently because you saw two from Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
And then we both saw 98, right. And we both saw 09, and then I saw 2000.
Yeah,
you saw
worst day of both of our lives, yeah.
Yeah, but the difference is, like, when you're the underdog, like, the Vikings were favored in all of those games. 09, they were 1.5-point underdogs, but 1.5-point underdog on the road means you're the better team, you know, because, you know, if you get 3 points at home. Like, there's a different feeling when you're losing the game as an underdog, even when you're, like, because the Saints didn't really expect to win this game. Like, you know, most people, I mean, the line moved from Vikings 4 to Vikings 5.5.
Yeah, no, and listen, they were down 17-0 at halftime. Like, it's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, so when I first turned on the car on the at halftime, I was listening to the Saints local station. And the Saints station was, they were saying, like, you know, is there a chance for a miracle? And they're like, you know what, honestly, against this defense, I just don't think there is. So they had actually given up, the announcers. Obviously, you know, Drew Brees didn't. So for the Saints, it's a tough loss. But again, it's not a game you came in thinking, like, this. The Saints weren't supposed to win that game. You know, they were supposed to win it with 10 seconds left, obviously. But, you know, anyway. Yeah, look, if it was against the Eagles, I'd feel bad, but I don't feel bad for Saints fans.
I mean, it's pretty first of all, Eagles and Vikings obviously never won a Super Bowl. The Jaguars never been there. So, you know, it's three teams left up against the evil empire. Whoever was going to lose the Saints Vikings game was blowing like one, you know, one of the better Super Bowl chances you're ever going to have. Because, you know, the Eagles are fine. And obviously, let's not, like, you know, and we'll talk about it more, but, like, you can't totally count out the Eagles. Like, there's enough quality
for sure
on
not.
The team. But yeah. But you're never, you know, a team playing its backup quarterback, you're never going to have it, you know, and the Vikings have the unique thing of if they get to the Super Bowl, having home field advantage. But, like, you're never going to have a chance like this again. And, yeah, I mean, of course, the crazy thing is for you guys, like, you know, I'm almost more down on Keenum after this game than I was before the game. Right. Like, to me,
yeah,
it's
well,
like
look,
if Teddy
he did
like,
very little
you,
in the second half, but
the fact that Teddy B was not even active today, you know, it has to scare you from an idea of like, he can't be part of their future, right? They wouldn't.
The reason that Zimmer gave for that, because remember, Zimmer loves Teddy so much, like he thinks of him as a son, like, you know, Zimmer's the one who wouldn't give Keenum the job even when Keenum looked great.
Mm-hmm.
The explanation given was that the only reason they would take Keenum out would be because they were down double digits. Mm-hmm. And if you're down double digits, you need a guy who's going to throw the ball down the field like has a huge arm. Mm-hmm. And so that's Bradford. You know,
right. People were like, hey, let's let Bradford throw the Hail Mary if they got to the midfield.
Yeah. So that was the explanation of why. I don't think it says a lot about Bridgewater's future.
I'm sure his agent wasn't thrilled today. I'm sure he was pretty annoyed. But, I don't know. Listen. That was crazy. I'll never have any moment as good as that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always this big believer in like the ups are better if they have downs. I love the feeling of like thinking you're gonna miss the train and then you just get on.
Of course, listen, it's like the Yankees fans don't understand. Yeah. Like they think they can appreciate winning a World Series, but they can't because they've never had any lean years. Same thing with Patriots fans now.
Yeah, I used to say I would do this thing where I would if I owned a clothing store, I would like slip like $20 bills into the suits that are sold. So people get home and like they find that. But actually, that's not a good example. It's better like you lose your keys and then you find them. So like the amount of downs that happened in those last 2 minutes ending that up. But the problem is there were so many downs and I had such history as a Vikings fan that like I was beaten down. So I couldn't even enjoy it because I was too low, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, anyway, Diggs catches that pass.
My wife just walked in. My father-in-law called me, and they were all screaming in his house. My 98-year-old grandfather-in-law. Yeah, Jen says her friends are texting her off the hook.
Can we get Jen on for a second?
My 98-year-old grandfather-in-law was crying. Wait, we're recording like a podcast.
A mini-sode.
I'm not talking about
her. Just talk
No.
She won't talk to you, she says.
Well, I want to make up with her.
No, he wants to make up with you. It's a moment for Sean Bice.
Facebook group where he kicked me.
Who do you think told me to kick you out of the Facebook group?
All right, you heard that? Well, I have headphones, so she can't hear you, but she says she wants back in the Facebook group. All right, if he puts you back in, will you talk to him right now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here, put the headphones in.
Hello?
Do you think I have unilateral power to kick you out of the Facebook group? Come on.
What do you mean? Are you saying that you didn't kick me out? That someone else kicked me out?
Listen, I have very little power in this. Jen, I'm very disappointed though.
I would like to understand what you mean by that.
Listen, Alex is going through a good moment. I have to like temper it a little bit. But 1 second, let me ask you a question. How could you not have a video on him when the Vikings scored that touchdown?
I tried to take a picture of him, and he told me he caught you. Turned around.
Yeah.
He caught me, and he started screaming at me. And I said, "I'm not allowed to take a picture." And he said, "No." And so I stopped taking pictures.
You were not home, right, when he...
There was so much drama. You should have been here to see it.
All right, you're already back in the group.
There was a lot. There was a lot of emotion.
Yeah, he said he was, like, melted down by the end, and his clothes were off, and he was a mess.
There was a lot of emotion.
I think for future games now, you have to have, like, one of those, like, you know, like a nanny cam type thing, just going on multiple times, just in case... A crazy play happens. I mean, it would be more fun to see if something bad happens also.
No, it was not fun to see.
Can you explain, like, at his lowest moment, can you explain to the listeners, like, how like, crazy he was getting and how down he was?
I mean, I can't explain it. No, I've never really seen anything like that.
Right.
Thankfully, I mean, as if, you know, some major tragedy occurred. Like, seriously. Right.
He came over here a couple years ago to watch, like, a regular season game. And, like, I just saw a guy today who was still talking about Alex's sort of, like...
You wouldn't be surprised if I told you there were many tears.
Oh, no. He already said that. He said he was crying, like, the last 10 minutes. But just, like, I think I really love the Jets. But, like, my friend's wife, who is, like, the sweetest lady in the world, had, like, come out 3 a.m. and yell at him because he was making so much noise.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I understood better, like... You know, I just don't.
Well, were you rooting for the Vikings? Wouldn't you be happy if it was over?
No, you know, I was rooting for the Vikings because I saw how much it meant to him. Honestly,
so you want him to be happy?
I mean, he's been talking about this game like every single day to me, and I don't care at all.
Is there a chance that you would be not at all? Like,
my wife, the Jets in this very round, like 12 years ago, she wanted to go out. It was like a birthday or something. And she celebrated when the Jets missed a field goal in overtime of a playoff game.
Oh, you must have hated her for that.
I mean, clearly
you still remember it.
Yeah, no, it was very charming. And does it bother you that he's calling this already the best moment of his entire life?
No, he's not. Is he really?
No, I'm teasing.
Did he really say this is the best moment of his life? I would just like to know that.
I'm teasing. But
we
Case,
had, you know,
well, Case Keenum.
Children and...
Yeah.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Case Keenum, the quarterback, said that it was one of the three best moments of his life. In addition to marrying his wife.
Children being born. Yeah.
No, he didn't say. I don't know if he has kids, but he said accepting Jesus Christ and marrying his wife, who Alex is not a fan of Case Keenum's wife.
Well, clearly his quarterback has a little more class than he does, apparently.
Yeah, but Chester has something that his quarterback doesn't have, but I can't tell you what it is. But anyway, you're back in the group. Are we making up now? Are we fine? Are we cool?
I mean, it's you. You're the one that started this. Let me just say.
Well, you threatened to cancel the podcast.
You took me out of the group. All of a sudden, I saw I wasn't in the group, and I was shocked. And I said,
"Well, you were gone, I think, for a month. You just didn't realize."
Okay, well, that's true. But when I realized that someone would kick me out of the group behind my back, like you wouldn't even tell me to my face that there was a problem.
For all you know, I emailed you and you just never saw it because Chester says you don't actually check your email.
Well, that's true, but I don't think you did.
You may have an email in there, but you threatened to cancel the podcast. And, you know, we just had to show you that it was...
Look, my husband's a big boy. The offer still stands. He can do whatever he wants. He knows that. He can do whatever he wants.
The offer still stands. Boy. If you want to, like, if you do want to have the chart intervention at some point, maybe after the football season, I will come in.
I think we do need to join forces to harness some of this, you know, crazy sports energy.
How about this?
I would like to keep you on my side.
Jen, how about this?
Presuming you behave yourself. And,
yeah,
you know.
I will behave myself. I will apologize. Okay. But how about why don't you make Alex promise now that if the Vikings win, he goes the rest of 2018 without making a single chart? If they win the Super Bowl.
I mean, do you know him? I mean,
no, I know. How about 24 hours without making a chart?
I do not think that is a possible thing. Okay. But okay. It's wishful thinking. Anyway, Akiva, it was good talking to you. I'm glad you have righted your wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Okay. Very good.
Congratulations.
All right. Good speaking to you.
Bye. Okay. Are we done with this podcast now?
Yeah.
Like an intervention? Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks for coming on. I know had they lost, you would never have come on right after the game. So.
Yeah. That's for fair. Sure.
All right. Thanks to Dr. Jen. Thanks to Chester. And we'll see you later in the week.
Bye.